My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Lonnie, do you want Brandon Ayuk?
Let's go. Let's get him.
Wow.
Let's get him right now.
Whoa.
Let's go.
You had reservations
I know,
earlier.
I get excited. I can be a fan again.
Lima has reservations six now for Brandon Ayuk.
Well, maybe it's the weed talking, Kenny. Maybe it's the weed. I just texted Sarah. I go, we getting weed today?
What'd she say?
Or what? Still waiting on a response. I think she's going to be surprised. She does not listen to the show. I think she's going to be.
I don't want your.
And I was wondering, what could that possibly be?
Yeah, sativa. Let's go. Let's have some fun.
She opens up your cigar box. What is this?
a non-calibrated humidor.
All right, I'll tell you this before we get into the podcast, before we bring on Daryl. Back in the day, real quick, back in my old days, I had a buddy who I worked with, let's put it that way. And his grandfather found his stash. And I swear to God, he comes home because he lived with his grandparents. Comes home, his grandparents are sitting on the kitchen table. They open up the cigar box. They have it. And Grandma goes, what is that? And Grandpa picks up one of these stems. One of the stems that are plucked off. He goes, these are sticks they smoke. And he said, I couldn't keep it together. I had to laugh right in his face, which ended up in a beating. But, you know, those were the old days. You can't do that sort of thing now. Daryl Ryder, he joins us. Brought to you by Shivan Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning. I promise I am not high as a kite.
Well, let's see if you might want to be by the end of the day. What do you? This is taking on a totally different life here, Brandon Ayuk. Here, you got the whole deal going on with the Patriots now. Which Daryl, there's just so many things I'm going, I don't understand. Why do the Patriots? The Patriots don't have. It doesn't seem like they, unless it would be a first round pick, and the Browns aren't offering a first round pick.
Right.
They're just offering maybe Amari Cooper or somebody else or a couple of other guys. What have you heard that the Browns might be interested in here before we get to the whole Patriots scenario here with trying to get Brandon Ayuk?
Well, there's no question that the Browns are interested. This trade would allow them to keep a number one receiver on the roster, basically swap him out for Amari Cooper. Ayuk is 4 years younger than Amari Cooper is, which is right in Andrew Berry's wheelhouse going into that, you know, that second contract. You know, Cooper would become expendable in that scenario. So, as Mary Kay Cabot reported, it makes perfect sense that Cooper would be part of that trade. I know when we had our conversation yesterday, I was firmly against it, including any members of the Browns' offensive line. So, now that this is out there, I'm all aboard. I like the Dome to Brook Park. I am all aboard bringing Brandon Ayuk to Cleveland if it involves Amari Cooper in some draft picks. I would imagine the 49ers looking at it from their perspective, because the report is the deal's been worked out between the Browns and 49ers and the 49ers and the Patriots. It's up to Ayuk's camp. This reminds me a little bit of the Deshaun Watson situation a couple of years ago. Now it's up to the player's camp to decide what contract he wants and from what team. So, that seems to be where we are in this particular situation. Now, remember, Watson told the Browns no initially, and then Andrew Berry was able to sweeten the deal, and they ultimately ended up with Deshaun Watson. Andrew Berry is a very good negotiator. I think that that is something that goes under the radar when it comes to how he operates the football side of things and the roster for the Browns. He's a very good negotiator. He's good at negotiating contracts, and he's really good at negotiating trades. And he loves making trades. So we'll see if this thing can come together with Ayuk choosing the Browns. Again, Barry can be very persuasive.
Well, so that's got to mean that the fact that if it's really truly down, and I know some people are thinking maybe Browns are just getting used as used by the 49ers as a leak, and that's part of this to try to drive up the price.
It happens, Anthony. It is part of the business, but and maybe Ayuk, is trying to use the Browns as leverage, or vice versa. Maybe he's trying to use the Patriots as leverage for the Browns to get a better offer from them. This is what negotiating is all about. If you're able to get multiple parties interested, you pit them against each other and make them bid against each other. And in some cases, you make teams bid against themselves.
Sure. I'm just guessing the logic would be if it truly was down to the Browns and the Patriots, and it's up to him to make the decision, then that's got to mean that the Patriots are offering more money, right? Because what other reason would he want to play in New England over the Browns? It's got to be money.
Isn't it always about the money, Anthony?
Is that it? Is it just the money? We should be able to get him.
You're right, right? I mean, the Browns seem to have an endless amount of it, right?
What could the Patriots offer? Because I looked at their weaponry and I go, none of these guys. I mean, you could, if you offered two of them, unless they offered a first-round pick, I go, why are they willing to just consider? This is why I don't understand the initial report here of, they're willing to consider both those offers, and now it's in Brandon Ayuk's in his court, the ball's in his court, and I'm thinking, they can't offer what the Browns can offer. I mean, Amari Cooper's better than anything that the New England Patriots have, unless they're just willing to offer a first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk, then okay, fine, to hell with it. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and their quarterback situation right now isn't all that great either,
no.
Right?
Well, we don't know. It's an unknown. I wasn't really high on Drake May, but who the hell am I? Obviously, they are. We'll see where it goes.
But you understand where I'm coming from, right? Yeah. I can't understand, outside of the financial picture, Brandon Ayuk looks at the Patriots and says, man, I can't wait. And I love Jacoby Brissett. He was here. He was great. Love him. Nothing personal, but I don't see people wanting to run to catch footballs from Jacoby Brissett, right? And as you said, Ken, Drake May, he's an unknown at this point. I mean, I don't know if North Carolina kid's going to pan out there, but
yeah.
For once, the Browns have the better quarterback situation here, right?
Daryl, damn it. Come on now. There is something in the back of my head here. Let me ask you this. Now, I'm not going to not make the trade based on principles. We live in the real world. The real world says that, we need some help there to help out Deshaun Watson. But it would be in the back of my mind thinking, you traded for Amari Cooper. That was before you got Deshaun Watson, but you knew what they were going to now.
Then and remember, you gave up nothing for him.
That's true. You gave him a fifth-round pick, and all you had to give up was money, and they had money, so no big deal.
Right.
Then you gave up, you moved draft picks. I know you didn't technically give up a second round, but you moved draft picks to go and get. Well, I know, but people get all weird about it, so I got to go through that whole rigmarole before I get killed.
Yeah, but don't let facts get in the way of a good narrative.
So you went and you got him. You got Elijah Moore, and Elijah Moore has been more down than up. And then you get Jerry Jeudy. Then you might get Brandon Ayuk and go, how much help does this guy need?
Well, the Browns and Barry have drafted receivers in the mid to late rounds, and let's just be very candid about it. They haven't panned out. They haven't developed. You know, it, Anthony Schwartz is gone already. Donovan Peoples-Jones is gone already. They're very high on their pick last year, Cedric Tillman. This year's pick, Jamari Thrash, yeah, he's made some plays in camp, but I wouldn't expect that he's going to have a tremendous role. It feels like this is make or break for Michael Woods and David Bell, a couple of recent mid-round picks as well. So, you know, when you're taking flyers in the middle of the draft on some guys, right, and maybe hoping one of them sticks and turns into something, and look, let's be honest about it. They got a little something-something out of Donovan Peoples-Jones there for a year, but then the next year they ended up trading him to the Detroit Lions because he wasn't fitting in with what they want to do offensively. So what's your, you know, what's your next best route? Well, it's either free agency or trades. And again, Andrew Berry loves making trades, and he absolutely loves trading for wide receivers. So, you know, Elijah Moore's future, there's a question mark there. There's a question mark with Amari Cooper's future with the Browns, obviously, even though they did the restructure, even though Andrew Berry left the door open to an extension with Cooper, right? You know, he's tasked with making this roster the best he can make it with, you know, the resources he has. And we know he has pretty much an endless amount of money to play with because the Haslams don't say no when it comes to trying to win football and doing things that, you know, support that endeavor, okay? And that includes, not only includes the facilities, but that includes the payroll for the roster.
What do you think it'll be like for Amari Cooper to walk back into Berea today on the practice field?
It's, you know what? This is part of the business. I'm not worried about that, Anthony, because he's as professional as they come, right? He didn't want to do the holdout thing at the beginning of camp, and ultimately he didn't end up doing it. When we talked to him, he made it clear, like, that's just not me. That's that, you know, the business is the business, but I wanted this done so that I was here on time for the start of camp because this is my job. And I also think that Amari is realistic in understanding the situation that he didn't get the contract extension this offseason, right? So this could very well be his last season with the Browns. So I think he gets the business side of things, and I don't expect him to all of a sudden turn into a problem child just because of these Ayuk rumors and reports being out there.
Steelers out of it?
Hope so. Right? I mean, them and the Commanders, that was the report last night that those two teams were also involved. The Commanders said, we're out, and Pittsburgh as well, because the last thing the Browns need is to have to defend another prolific receiver in this division. They have enough problem with the quarterbacks as it is, but hopefully they are out.
Do you have the same thought Lyme and I do? It's like, well, the Deshaun Watson scenario taught us that no team's ever truly out of it until a trade is consummated.
100%. Okay. Absolutely. And that's why I said what I said earlier, Ken, about, you know, Andrew Berry being so persuasive, in not only in his negotiations, but convincing people that Cleveland is the spot that they want to be. He's just very, very good at that. We saw that with Deshaun. Maybe we'll see it this time with Brandon Ayuk.
Daryl, yesterday the beat writers got a chance to go behind the scenes in Berea for some of the new technology that they are offering. Will this make the Browns a better football team?
Hopefully. And hopefully it'll help them prevent some of the offseason training injuries that we have seen over the years. That addition they built, guys, is incredible. The rooms where they can project 25, they're 25 yards long. They got two of them, and they can basically insert players into plays. It's an interactive classroom, if you will. So the days of you're sitting there looking up at the screen and the coach is yelling at you because you blew an assignment or whatever, right? You're taking notes on breaking down the film. Well, they can make it more of an interactive experience for these guys. Or when you're preparing for an opponent, they can make that an interactive walkthrough style experience. It's just absolutely incredible. They can videotape players lifting sessions, provide them feedback. They've got 3D scanners for players. They can customize the weightlifting machines for each player's workout. It's mind-blowing, the technology that the strength and conditioning staff now has at their disposal. They've gone from having weight stations scattered about in the indoor facility out there to now just having this massive double-deck area. And also there's the golf simulator. It was funny. Jim Schwartz kind of busted on the specialists yesterday and said that they have pretty much tied that down because they have nothing else better to do. But
I mean, Daryl, imagine if Mike Holmgren was still here. He wouldn't have to go the golf course. He could stay in-house.
Yeah, he wouldn't have to. He'd actually be in the facility for more than the 2 hours and 30 minutes that the media was hanging around.
Daryl Ryder taking shot after shot after shot.
Nobody stole $40 million better than Mike Holmgren did from the Cleveland Browns.
Neotrans blog, $3.6 billion. They say it's basically a done deal for the stadium in Brook Park. Thoughts?
Well, I have been...
all over it.
I've been leading everyone down this path. There's a reason I've said what I've said. There's a reason I've written what I've written. There's a reason I post what I post on social media. It's coming. I said it on the podcast with Andy Baskin that's where we're headed. The dome is coming. It's just a matter of when. The Browns are trying to do this the right way. They're trying to get the mayor of Cleveland on board and some of the political leaders on board to see the light that the dome is the best thing, not only for the region, but it is even it is a good thing for the city of Cleveland. Cleveland unveiled their big lakefront plan yesterday. Actually, they leaked it over the weekend to a couple of news outlets, so there wasn't a whole lot of news revealed yesterday. But the bottom line is Brook Park, or I should say the city of Cleveland, Cleveland Brown Stadium, it can't compete with what Brook Park and a new dome and development can offer the Cleveland Browns. That's just the reality of the situation. So at some point here, whether it's the coming days or coming weeks, we're going to get to see the pictures and the videos and all that kind of stuff. And I think that once fans see that, they are going to be just absolutely blown away with what the Browns want to do in Brook Park.
Daryl, thank you for the good times. All the best.
You bet, guys.
Outstanding. 216-474-0092. Yes.
Just quickly, we do have an update just because it's Adam Schefter. I mean,
Brandon
overnight. We do.
Ooh.
Saying now officially the 49ers are willing to listen to trade offers for Ayuk. Remember, he had not been in that camp, Schefter. He said they've been given the star wide receiver permission to negotiate a contract with other teams. There's a story with Mike Reese that's in there as well. He says, not a simple trade to execute. Any interested teams would have to meet the asking price. And the 49ers and Ayuk. It's easy to meet one of those conditions, but both are going to be tough.
This is exciting. Aren't you excited?
Because remember, well, it's exciting. First of all, it's just NFL news.
Yeah.
Like, what news, what juicy news have we had? And it involves the Browns. Now, the question is, 24 hours from now, are we just going to be saying that the Browns were used? Like, they were just floated out there by the 49ers to see if they could drive up asking price? Do you like that?
No,
do you like being used?
Yes!
You do?
This is the best. 216-474-0092. Even if we're being used, it's kind of fun. Because let me tell you this.
Because I think ever since the Odell Beckham trade, I think it's like, well, the Browns will do anything. They'll pay for anybody. They'll throw money at anything.
I was going to get to this Noah Lyles thing, but let me say this. Get that Maggie Gray ready over there if you can. So let me say this. If we end up being used, I get the best of both worlds. I get the excitement of possibly bringing in Brandon Ayuk, which... guys, I can't, if they were to bring him in, like if the news were to break now, I'm not going to be kicking and screaming. And the reason is not just because I'm a Browns fan. I'm not going to be kicking and screaming, but I have to admit, and I have to stay true to my word of what I said yesterday that Owen played in the Open today, is that there would be reservations in the back of my head. What do they really think of Deshaun Watson? Is this a sunk cost? What do they really think? How do they make this work on the field? Well, you got to put him in there. You make it work on the field. What does it cost in protection? And how does San Francisco see this? What am I getting back in this guy? Like, there's something in the back of my head that makes me worried. If I don't get him, I still have a good football team. Brandon Ayuk might be better than Amari Cooper at this point in their careers to some. I mean, he got 1,300 yards last year, Brandon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ayuk did, but I would still be excited about my team. What's the loss here? What's the loss? I'm still excited about the 2024 Browns if I don't get them. If I do get them, I have my concerns in the back of my head, but also I still have Brandon Ayuk. Can't say, can't put Andrew Berry down saying he's not willing to make trades to make this team better. Not willing to lift stones on anything. Not willing, by the way, to let his investments continue to make his decisions on the future of making this football team. If David Bell ended up being a bad investment, he's not going to let that stop him from going out and getting Brandon Ayuk. I do believe that there have been so many regimes in the past that if, nope, we drafted this guy and that guy, we are not going to go ahead and make this move because of what they wanted to do with their draft picks that ended up not working out in the first place. It is a mistake. It is a mistake.
Well,
it's a mistake for Andrew Berry, the picks that he's missed when it comes to wide receiver, but at least he's trying to atone for him. There's a wrong in there, but at least there's a right, except that the right, if it doesn't pan out the right way, can end up turning into a very big wrong if you haven't drafted these guys.
I mean, but the other side of this is they've been here long enough now that all the players are going to be associated with them outside of Myles Garrett and, what, Wyatt Teller, Joel Bitonio. That's
yes.
It. They're all these guys are going to be that. So they, whatever you do, you're either realizing your own mistakes or moving on, or you're validating, you know, picks you've already had. I am really interested in what this means if it doesn't get done. What does this say about the Browns? If now you've gotten to this point, you're obviously in on it. If it doesn't get done, what does that mean for what the team thinks of their current wide receiver situation?
If it doesn't get done,
yes.
They outside of Amari Cooper.
Like, are we just going to talk about T. Higgins from here on out?
Yes. Fans? Yes. Yes, we will. We will talk about him. We'll talk about plenty of other wide receivers. There will always be, if we don't get this guy, that's another reason why I'm okay with it. If we don't get Brandon Ayuk, there will be other guys to go out and get next year. Now, what will the organization look like at that time? We'll find out. But I have no problem being used. Even if we're being used, this is exciting. It's a good name. And if somebody else outbids them, so what? So what? If New England somehow comes up with a deal that's better and Brandon Ayuk picks New England, fine. Congratulations. Good luck to you.
Well, what if it's the Steelers, though? That's the interesting one. Because
Well, I didn't really think about that one. That one kind of gets me a little bit.
Just like I said, from the Steelers' point of view, if you don't get him and he ends up with Cleveland? It's the same thing for us. Then, what if you don't get him and he ends up in Pittsburgh?
Then
is that a double whammy?
You need to bring out that theory that you brought out months ago and try to make everybody feel better. Said that he was just a system-wide receiver.
Guy. But you know what? I said that, and universally,
I said you were high.
Universally, everybody's like, no, dude, he's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. I'm just like, it seems like everybody looks good in the 49ers system. But whatever, if that's what it is, I could try to talk people down. But I think just this is where I asked you if you felt okay being used. This is where it's nerve-wracking, because if that is the case, if you are being used and he ends up in Pittsburgh and all these fans got excited about getting him and now you got to watch him two times a year and he's in the division and the Steelers are getting better.
Who's throwing to him?
I think that's the nervous part.
Who's throwing to him?
Oh, Justin Fields. Looks like, right? Russell Wilson? I don't know.
Can Brandon I catch passes 3 yards behind him because they're not timed? We'll find out.
But you know
are the things I'll say to myself to make myself feel better. I mean, you're right about that.
You know what they're going to say about if it's Deshaun Watson throwing to them. You know exactly what they're going to say.
No, I don't got to worry about that. Let's not talk about that. Mike in Shaker Heights, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
You know, this is what frustrates me, man, because, look, two quick points. Amari Cooper and Deshaun Watson, they hang out. They got great chemistry. Why are we about to jeopardize that for a fourth option that we want to promote to the first option? And they're in the 49ers offense, Kittle, McCaffrey, Debo. Defenses were not looking at Brandon Ayuk because they had so much other stuff to worry about. So now when you bring them over here.
Mike, hold on. Now, I'd like to meet you some bit of the way, but he didn't get 1,300 yards because other guys were decoys.
Well, he got 1,300. He has talent, but when you go from the fourth option to the first option, not to mention trying to get chemistry with the quarterback, I mean, we're asking for a problem that's not even necessary. If the Browns' success is not predicated on our wide receiver, because we have that chemistry in Amari Cooper, it's not that big of a drop-off for what we have to work on. I'm more concerned about Ken Dorsey and the chemistry, and why is he coming in, and will he be the play caller? That's more alarming than what Amari Cooper.
Well, he's not going to be the play caller. Kevin Stefanski's going to be the play caller, Mike.
Well, that's good. Let's roll then. We don't need this Brandon Ayuk. Let's talk about what we really have to work on, you know?
I mean, it's a big rumor. We got to talk about Brandon Ayuk, Mike.
Well, if you know say that. So, but Amari Cooper and Deshaun Watson have great chemistry. I mean, we don't have to rock the boat.
Undeniable.
So much.
Undeniable. Well, it is good chemistry.
Seems like Cooper.
And Mike, thank you for the call.
Seems like Cooper had good chemistry with everybody, right?
Well, that's the only reason why I think it would.
His best career game with Joe Flacco. It seemed like with Brissett, he was fine.
But these are the only legitimate reasons that I think that San Francisco fans wouldn't want Amari Cooper is that he's 30 years old.
Yeah. That's the only downside.
That's the only legitimate reason. You said you were reading it, not that it was your opinion. Now, you grilled me on it, but the whole, well, he doesn't fit within our system. We've been talking about how Kevin Stefanski tries to run a similar system to Kyle Shanahan for years. That's true. He's not a good blocker. Okay, so you're not just going to pay Amari Cooper for money for blocking? We're just, Brandon Ayuk he can leave because he's a good block? I don't understand how blocking makes that difference. You had 1,300 yards. You didn't get 1,300 yards by blocking. You can block. Brandon Ayuk's a fine block, but you're not going to sit there and make an argument to not make a trade over blocking out of a wide receiver. And those are things that we say to ourselves to make ourselves feel better. And it's usually, by the way, for a guy who can't really catch at that moment. Well, he's a good blocker. Yeah, that's what we say in high school teams. Yeah, Brandon Ayuk's a guy that you would bring in, you would pay. If we're being used by them to get a deal with New England, okay, fine. If we're being used to get a deal with Pittsburgh, I might be a little bit sick about that, I got to admit. Noah Lyles, he was whooping it up. Gold medalist, right? This 100-meter sprint?
He was the guy that told everybody that he felt bad for the people going up against him before the final sprint.
So I didn't see it live. You saw it live, right?
It was awesome.
So describe it as best you can. What happened?
Well, I thought he lost. Like, I thought there was no way that he won. From the vantage point that we had, the announcers on the call on NBC, they thought the other dude had won. I think the Jamaican dude. I think they thought he had won. And then we waited for 45 seconds with no explanation, no photo finish photograph. We had no other replays or anything. We just waited while Noah Lyles came over to another one of the guys and congratulated him, almost like, hey, you beat me. You beat me fair and square. And then they waited again for 20 seconds, and then all of a sudden, you could tell they showed who won in the facility, but still NBC didn't know, and then it was clear Noah Lyles won because he was jumping up and down and going crazy. And then it unleashed over the next 24 hours.
He should.
Just the victory lap of all victory laps.
He should act like Rick freaking Flair. According to Maggie Gray, he shouldn't. This is Maggie and Perloff, Infinity Sports Network, which we carry here on The Fan. Go ahead.
Can you really go around claiming I'm the fastest, I'm the greatest, I'm this, that, and the other thing when you won by 0.05 of a second? This is not exactly Usain Bolt throwing up deuces like a peace sign to the guys behind him, like Tyreek Hill streaking into the end zone. You won by 0.05 of a second. Like, there needs to be a little more humility when you win by 0.05 of a second.
I hear you. I just think, though, if you win, you win. Whether it's by 0.05 seconds or 0.05 or whatever, you might as well call yourself the fastest dude on the planet. I mean, he technically is.
I mean, come on. Like, he thought the other guy won,
and
even.
He thought the other guy won.
Yeah, a lot of people thought the other guy won.
What's technically? He got the gold. Who got the gold medal?
Yeah, by the...
There ain't nothing technical about it.
As we learned,
technically
even though,
and figuratively.
Even though you already knew it was by the torso, by the lean-in.
It's by the torso.
The other guy's foot crossed the finish line first, but apparently that doesn't matter.
No.
You
were up against a lot of other really fast guys, so it's not like you're going to go... It's not like you're running away with it. You're up against the other world's
Usain
fastest.
Usain Bolt was the guy that ran away with
it's
it, right?
It's a 10-second race. It's not like they raced for an hour and he won by 0.05 seconds.
It was awesome to see. I mean, it looked like five different guys could have won this race.
Usain Bolt was the fastest man on the planet, and he could have that for the rest of his life, that at one point he was the fastest man in the world. Now there's somebody else who's the fastest man in the world. And because Usain Bolt, which, by the way, was amazing, and would be able to flash deuces, and that was pretty incredible. He could act like an ass, and that's perfectly fine. Noah Lyles is more than welcome to act like an ass, because I can't pick Noah Lyles out of anywhere. If he were standing in a crowd and came up and punched me in the face, I wouldn't know who he is. I will know who he is after I find out about a celebration. If you want to sit there like Scottie Scheffler in weak tears of joy,
which was awesome,
that is cool too. If you want to walk around with the flag draped around your shoulders, that is cool too. If you want to stand there and peacock like Ric Flair, that's part of the fun of it. That's what makes America America. Go right on ahead and do it. I don't need any more humility because of how much he won by. He won it.
Yeah, and his time is the 12th best ever. It's amazing. All these years later.
Ever.
Ever. In all these other sports, it's always the most recent, right? In a lot of these track and field events.
Yeah.
But that's how crazy Usain Bolt was, that he still has the all-time edge over Tyson Gay as the second best. But I wanted to ask you this, because I think you and I are on the same page on this.
More than likely.
Especially, this is one of the, it used to be one of the proudest honors, proudest achievements you could have in sports, was the fastest man on the planet. And how we recognize that was always world championship, sure, every year, but the Olympics. It's the buildup for the Olympics. They promote this race as the defining Olympic race. Do they not? Is there anything bigger than the 100 meter?
I always thought so. Maybe you would know different. I'm not sure.
Can you tell me? I mean, obviously, we team sports, it's Super Bowl. In individual, yes, the green jacket. And we have these events that are the best. But this always, when I was younger, this and the heavyweight champion of the world in boxing always felt like the biggest to me. So if you get one of these things, it is supposed to be something you're allowed to celebrate more than anything else. And we see guys celebrate first downs like they just won the 100-meter dash. So we see people celebrate and peacock for everything.
Okay.
My question is, where do you not want to see it? Like, I see every year, I was telling Owen before the show, you go down to the state basketball tournament, and whoever loses the state championship, their fans are just furious over the winning team celebrations every time. Win with class! Come on, show us some class, show us some sportsmanship. When it's like, well, you just won the state championship. This is This is what it was all about. Like, you celebrate when you win the state championship. Yes, there's going to be some rubbing it in. Yes, there could be some trash talking over towards the crowd. That's part of what you get when you win. Do you think there should be a cutoff? Do you think there is a point in time where it's too much celebration? Because
under 18.
So you think the age matters?
I do. I don't know why, but I do. I think grown adults, taxpayers, like Noah Lyles pays taxes. Go ahead, celebrate. You're an adult. I'm watching on television. Why am I watching? I'm watching because I want to be entertained. That's part of it. You could say whatever you want to about Olympic, whatever. I want to be entertained. And if he wants to rub it in or he doesn't want to rub it in, that's part of the entertainment. If he were 17 years old or 16 years old and it was high school track, maybe it would be different.
But I want to ask because...
like, he's earned that right. He's one of the best in the world.
Well,
he's earned that right to act like a goof if he wants to act like a goof. Or if he just wants to shake his hand and go stand on the podium, he can do that. It don't matter to me.
I just all the time see people lecture about sportsmanship and win with class. Yet those are the people that if their political candidate wins, it's rub it in everybody's face every minute of the day. Whether
it's
social media or real life.
But those are professionals too. Those are professionals too.
But that's what I mean. Who is practicing good sportsmanship anywhere? When
children.
You win, okay, so what's the point? What's the point anyway if we don't care once you get to a certain age whether you actually have good sportsmanship? We have people that won't even concede certain elections.
Okay, put the safety back
what
on.
What I'm saying, what do we care?
Put the safety back on.
What I mean, though, is what do we really care about good sportsmanship? Do we really care? If we don't practice it ourselves, why do we care?
I care about good sportsmanship with children. I do not care about good sportsmanship with grown adults. Adults who are being paid to do what they're doing. Now, he's not being paid technically to do what he does, but he has a bunch of sponsors.
You said before the show you regretted practicing good sportsmanship with your kids.
Yeah, I did. So my young team won the CVBA. It's a big baseball league. It's all of Northeast Ohio, and we won our age division. And the boys, you know, we're the visiting team, so we get the third out. We throw the gloves in the air, and the boys all go to run and tackle each other. And I'm like, hey, knock it off, sportsmanship, guys. Let's shake hands. And then as I'm watching it back, Game Changer has the video, and I'm like, man, I took away those kids' chance to, like, that might be the only one they ever win their whole lives. And me trying to be the bigger man cost them the chance to really have that feeling that...
So what does being the bigger man, what does it ever get you? Nobody ever remembers it. Nobody ever cares. I guess they say, well, Nick Chubb wins with class. Nick Chubb, he just hands the ball to the referee. What did it get him? The minute he gets injured, now he loses money.
That's not nice.
I'm just saying, what did it get Nick Chubb? Like, being a nice guy is not what gets you anywhere in this world, unfortunately.
But he's earned to be how he wants to be. Like, if you're a loudmouth jerk... be a loudmouth jerk. I'm a loudmouth. I hope I'm not a jerk. I get the right to celebrate the way I want.
Did our fans not love Baker Mayfield running up and down the field and celebrating?
Because that's who he is. That's who he is. If they would have... Go ahead, Owen.
No, I just want to point out real quick the times. So the times for this, the guy that got eighth, that got last from Jamaica, ran a 9.91. That's a better time than Carl Lewis ran in 1998. Man. 1988 to win the gold medal, which Ben Johnson actually ran a 9.79.
Well, but we don't talk about
go
that.
Go watch the 30 for 30 on that one if you want.
Mark says, unfortunately, sportsmanship has died. It's sad because you should be considerate of your opponent. I think that's all true up until they graduate high school.
Well, this isn't professionals.
Noah Lyles? I said that.
They've muddied the water on that.
Go take a look at his endorsement deals. Yeah, I know he's not getting paid technically to run that race, but he's getting paid to run that race.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,